and the monkeys. The next morning, they left the Emerald City. The green man took away their glasses and told them the way to the witch's house.
"Everybody is afraid of the Witch of the West," he said. "So be careful."
The friends walked for a long time. The road was bad, and there were no houses, no fields, no trees. Now the Witch of the West had a magic eye, and it could see everything. She saw the friends on the road, and she was angry. She put on her tall black hat and shouted,
"Magic monkeys, come!"
In a second, 40 monkeys arrived at her tall house.
"What do you want?"
they asked.
"There are 3 people, a dog, and a lion on my road," she said. "Kill the people and the dog, but bring the lion here to my house. He can work for me."
"At once," said the monkeys,
and away they went. They broke the Tin Man's arms and legs. They took all the straw out of the scarecrow and threw his clothes up into a tall tree. Then they took the lion and carried him to a dark cellar under the witch's house. But they could not hurt Dorothy and Toto because of the good witch's kiss. So the monkeys picked them up very carefully and carried them to the witch's house. The witch saw the kiss on Dorothy's face and was afraid, but she did not tell Dorothy that.
"You must work for me in my house now," she said to the child. "All day and every day. And remember, I am watching you all the time."
Now, Dorothy did not know this, but the red shoes were magic. The witch wanted those shoes very much, but Dorothy never took them off. She took them off when she washed, of course, but the witch never went near water. She was very, very afraid of water. Then, one morning, Dorothy's left shoe fell off. The witch picked up the shoe at once.
"This is my shoe now," she shouted.
"No, it isn't," shouted Dorothy angrily. "Give it back to me at once."
"No,"
said the witch. And then she tried to take Dorothy's right shoe, too. Dorothy loved her red shoes, and she was very angry. There was a bucket of water near the door. Dorothy picked up the bucket and threw the water at the witch. The water hit her in the face, and she cried out,
"The water is killing me! The water is!"
And then she disappeared. There was only her tall black hat and a long black dress. Dorothy looked and looked, but the witch was not there. Dorothy picked up her red shoe and put it on. "Now, how can I help my friends?" she said. "Can I call the magic monkeys?" She picked up the witch's black hat and looked at it. "Perhaps I must wear this magic hat when I speak." So she put the hat on and called, "Magic monkeys, come!" The monkeys arrived in a second. "Please, can you help my friends?" asked Dorothy.
"Of course," said the monkeys. "We must always help the wearer of the magic black hat."
They broke open the dark cellar, and the cowardly lion came out.
"Free at last," he said. "Thank you."
Then the monkeys found the scarecrow's clothes and put some new straw in them. The scarecrow laughed and jumped.
"Thank you," he said.
Next, the monkeys mended the tin man and gave him a new oil can. He moved his arms and legs.
"I feel wonderful," he said. "Thank you."
Dorothy told her friends about the witch and the water, and they were all very happy. Toto could not speak, but he jumped up and down very happily.
"Now," said Dorothy, "we must go back to the Wizard of Oz. Magic monkeys, take us to the Emerald City."
"Don't forget the magic black hat," said the Tin Man.
The monkeys carried them up into the sky, and 10 minutes later, the friends were once again at the big green door of the Emerald City.